Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. Looks like I'm having some technical difficulties today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. I'm sorry I'm a little delayed getting on the air today. It looks like I was having some technical difficulties, but you know that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm coming to you live with Power in the Word. And today's show topic is an exciting one, and I know that that is why the enemy would try to stop me. As soon as it was time for this show to go live, my switchboard went off, and I was not able to get into the studio. But don't you know that whenever there is something for you to do, that God has something for you to do, there will always be opposition to the call. So I am here to tell you that no matter what's going on, that you must continue to press forward. Continue to press forward knowing that nothing coming against you can stop you from your purpose. You are the only one. You are the only one that can stop yourself from being and doing and having all that God has called you to be, do, or have. I'm here with a new power. I'm here with a new fervor. I am on fire for the purpose that God has ordained me and set me out today. Today I want to talk to you about relationships, and not even just relationships, but life in general. You see, because we have so many things that are holding us back from walking into the fullness of all that God has for us. And I want to talk to you about what I like to call women, secrets, men, and tears. And I believe that that is what I have on the board here, women, secrets, men, and tears. I want to talk to you about the secrets that hinder us, the things that hinder us from having the life that we have been called to have. You are called to walk in victory. You do know that, don't you? You are called to have a victory in every single area of your life. There should be no lack. There should be no lack in your life. Amen. And praise God. And this is a Talk Back to Me program. You will be able to call me. My number is 646-652-4832. You will be able to call me and talk to me about anything at any time during the show. But again, women's secrets, men and tears. What is the thing that is hindering you from walking into the fullness of all that God has for you? What is the thing that is holding you back? In the back of your mind, there is something stopping you. And that's what I want to talk to you about on today. What is stopping you? God has already told us in his word that he has a marvelous plan for your life. God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," and a hope for your future. And that's where faith comes in, because we know that we must have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is it that you're hoping for? What is it that you're dreaming of? What is it that you're striving for? Why do you even get out of the bed every day? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that is what I want to challenge you on today. Have you dropped your faith? Have you dropped the ball on your faith? I want to encourage you to pick up your faith, pick up your hope, begin to hope again, begin to dream again, begin to strive to achieve those things that have been put into your heart. There are some dreams, some visions, some aspirations, some goals that have been deposited into your heart by God. And God says, if you seek me and if you delight yourself in me, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. So it is a time. This is the season. This is the season where God wants to give his daughters and his sons the desires of their heart. But so many of us have lost our hope, and we have lost our faith because of things that have happened in our lives that are hindering us from walking into the fullness of all that God has for us. So I'm here to talk to you about women's secrets, tears, and men, or women's secret, men, and tears, however way you want to crack it. No matter how you crack an egg, it is still an egg. No matter how you talk about a secret or this issue, it is still a secret. It is still the issue at hand. What is hindering you? Paul says, what's hindering you? What hindered you? What stopped you? You were running a good race. You were doing well. You were full of zeal. You were full of hope, enthusiasm. And all of a sudden, you have become someone who is frozen in your tracks. And I want to know what is hindering you from moving forward. What is keeping you from walking into the totality of all that you were created to have in this life? And the thing about women and secrets, you see, those were the first two words that I used to describe this particular program. The thing about women and secrets is that so often we go through life, and we go through life behind a mask. There is a veil that is hiding the real person. So often we go through, we put on our makeup, and we do a great job with our hair. Most of us know how to shop, to buy clothes that make us very attractive. So we don't have a problem in that area. But the thing is that most of us, behind the clothes, behind the makeup, behind the hair and the laughter, because we know how to laugh and we know how to walk and talk. But behind all of that, there is some secret, and that secret is what's keeping you from moving into the fullness of everything that you need to have or that you were born to have in this life. Because the enemy dwells in secret places, in the dark places. You know, we can get into a secret place with God. But when you're carrying something in your life that has no exposure, you're not allowing that thing to be exposed. You know, so many of us have parts of us that we don't want anyone to know about. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. There's a part of you that you have tucked away inside, deep into a corner of your soul, and that is the part of you that you don't want anyone to know about. As a matter of fact, if the truth were to be told, you don't even want to know yourself about that part of you, that person that was hurt so long ago, that person that was abandoned or rejected or neglected, that person that was abused or molested, that person that saw her father be her mother or her father walk out on her mother, that person that daddy took over across town to see the other woman, that person that felt so ugly and unwanted and undesirable when your mother or your father walked out on you. That's the person that I'm talking to on today, because you have taken that event, you have taken that occurrence, that very thing that happened to you so long ago, and you have hidden that person down into the innermost recesses of your soul. And as a result, you are walking around wounded. You know, there's a disease called walking pneumonia. And sometimes you walk around with this disease and you have it, but you don't know what's wrong with you. You know that something's wrong with you, that things are not quite right. You know that there's something holding you down, that you don't have the energy that you need to have in order to move forward through life. But you don't quite know what's wrong. You can't quite put your hands on it. And that sick secret thing that you've hidden on the inside, that thing that you've tucked away into the innermost recesses of your soul, that thing is like walking pneumonia. You're like the walking wounded. You've gotten wounded, but you've never gotten healed from that wound. Amen. You have gotten wounded to the fact that you've gotten hurt, and it hurt so much. As a matter of fact, it hurt too much for you to deal with it. So what you did did was you went ahead and you tucked it away and you said, you know what, I'm going to let this part of me die. I'm not going to deal with the pain from yesteryear. I'm not going to deal with the fact that I was rejected and neglected, abused, abandoned, molested, or even raped. I'm not going to deal with that right now because I must go forward. And that's a good thing that you want to continue to move forward with your life, and you don't want to allow those things from yesterday to hold you back. But I'm here to challenge you that you must give that thing to the Lord. You have to allow the Lord to heal the broken areas. And for some of us, it doesn't go back as far as childhood. For some of us, we were 15 and 16 with our first love, somebody that we thought loved us. But when it all came down to it, this person just wanted to take advantage of us and strip us of our innocence and our virginity. I know it happened to me. I was very much in love with an older boy. Didn't know what love was about. And he had me to meet him someplace where he stripped me of my innocence. But that wasn't bad enough because he added insult to injury by trying to have his friends come in to pull what we call a sexual train on me. He wanted his friends to come in and share in this young thing that he had just stripped away her innocence from. And I'm here to tell you right now that the devil is a liar because God would not allow me to go through anymore. But don't you know that although not one other person touched me, that my young soul was wounded. My young soul was so wounded that I didn't feel like I could go on. I went from having low self-esteem to having no self-esteem. And I thought that the only way that I could get somebody to love me was to allow them to have physical interaction with me. And it's a daytime show. It's 2:30 in the afternoon, so I'm going to not make it as graphic as it could be, but you know what I'm talking about. It was the secret part of me, and my daddy had walked out on me, and I had been molested, tampered with at a young age. This was all stuff that I tucked around on the inside of me, and I went through life miserable. I went through life sick that I had to make myself into a party girl. I became a party girl. I became the life of the party. I became very popular. I forced myself to have a personality that was not natural for me. And I walked behind the mask. I put on the right makeup. I put on the right clothes. I knew how to walk right. I knew how to talk to get the attention that I needed to get from the opposite sex. But yet, deep inside of me, I was angry with the opposite sex. So I walked around angry with men, trying to get attention from men, giving myself to men who did not deserve to be with me, all because there was a part of me on the inside that was sick. And that is what I'm talking to you on about tonight, that sick part of you must be healed. That sick part of you must be healed. You know, there's a story in the Bible, in the book of Mark, about a woman who was sick. She had an issue of blood for many years, and she was sick for many years. She went to all kinds of doctors. She ran here, and she ran there, but she could not find any solutions for her problems. She went to this man and that man, but nobody was able to give her the answer to what was ailing her. And I talked about being a young girl, and I talked about being a teenager. And even as adults, so many of us have been brokenhearted where we have gone into relationships where we have been wounded. But instead of healing the wound, we have covered it up and tucked it down alongside of all of the other stuff in our lives that has hurt us, that have hurt us. We have tucked pain on top of pain. We have let that wound grow and grow and grow and fester on the inside of us until it created hatred, bitterness, resentment, shame, guilt, and, again, self-hatred. Hatred or not a sense of knowing who we are. I want to tell you right now that you are, man or woman, if you've experienced any of these things, I want to tell you that you are somebody in God, that the devil tried to strip away your self-identity, but God loves you. I'm not talking to people who are saved right now. I'm talking to the saved and the sinner. I'm talking to a person who has received salvation and also to the person who has never set foot into a church. I'm talking to you all. God makes the rain to pour down on the good people and people who do bad. So I want to say to you that that is symbolic of his love. God loves every single person on this earth. God loves you. Oh, yes, God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent this woman onto internet radio to tell you about his love, to tell you that you don't have to be a woman with secrets anymore. You don't have to be a man with tears. Amen. See, I know that the brothers out there probably thought that this was just for the women or that I was going to bash men. But let me tell you something. It is women in secrets and men in tears, because men do cry. And it is often that men go ahead and cry, as one writer said, they go ahead and cry in the dark because they don't feel like they can cry in front of anyone. They feel demanized, that they're emasculated, that their masculinity has been stripped from them if they allow themselves to cry in front of a woman. So that is why I labeled this Women's Secrets, Men in Tears, because men have secrets too. And there are so many men who have been hurt, who have been molested, who have been abandoned and rejected and neglected by their fathers and their mothers and people who were supposed to be taking care of them. And these men, like the women with secrets, these men with tears also walk around with secrets, but they go ahead in another way and try to make good. They go ahead and they get woman after woman after woman. They feel that the only way that they can prove themselves, the only way that they can prove that they are somebody, is to get another woman in their bed, to put another notch on their bedpost, to put another notch on their belt. You know, they feel that this makes them a man to conquer, and not to be conquered makes them a man. That's why men enjoy the chase so much, because it lets them know that they are somebody. See, it validates a man to chase after a woman and to pursue her and to woo her until he can get what he wants from her. And it validates a woman to be chased after, to be pursued, and to be wooed. But at the time that we release ourselves to allow the men to get what they want from us, it plunges us right back down into the depth of the lowest level, because, again, we feel worthless because we have been used only to the point of being thrown to the side, because we have to realize that a man really wants to run up against a woman who will just say no. It would really blow a man's mind to meet a woman or some women who will just say no. But see, I don't have that much time left, so I have to bring this in. But what I want to tell you about women and secrets and men and tears, that the solution for you is going to be to go back, and dig deep into that suitcase of spiritual issues that you have packed away, to dig deep and let the Lord begin to heal you. God wants to heal you today. He wants to heal you, because you cannot walk into the fullness of everything that God has for you as long as you are a woman with secrets and a man with tears who is also harboring secrets. You must dig deep and allow the Lord to begin to heal you. Now, how can you do that? You might say, well, how can I do that? Well, the first thing that you must do is receive the fact that God loves you. Receive the love of God into your life. Receive the fact that God loves you and that he has an ultimate plan for you. And that all of that stuff that you've been through, it was allowed. Oh, yes, it was allowed, but God didn't do it. It was the enemy, because the thief does come to rob you of everything good in your life. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And you may have been going through so much, even in your relationships, because men and women who have secrets and tears, what happens is that we can't have effective relationships. You cannot have an effective relationship if you have all of that spiritual junk in your trunk. Amen. You need to let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let God heal you. Let him take the pain away. Let God validate you. God says you're wonderfully and fearfully made. He said he'll make you the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. He said even in your finances, he will make you the lender and not the borrower. But this is all as a part of being made whole through God. And how do we do that? We receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. But salvation is great because now we have eternity with God. But it does not stop there. God does not want you as a crippled Christian, amen. A crippled Christian, you know, a king's kid. You know, Mephibosheth was a king's kid. He was the son of Solomon, who was the son of David. He was the son of Jonathan. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, who was the son of Saul, amen. And David looked around after he took over being king. He said, who in Jonathan's family can I bestow favor on? And they said, well, there's Mephibosheth, but he's crippled. He's crippled. And when Mephibosheth came and David told him that he was going to bless him and that Mephibosheth was going to be able to sit at the table of the king, Mephibosheth, what? A dog like me. Why would you bestow favor on a dog like me? And so often that is our attitude. Well, why would God want anything to do with a wretch like me, with somebody like me who's done so many bad things with so many people? And I'm here to say to you right now that I don't care what you've done, who you've done it with, or how many times you've done it, I want you to know that forgiveness is available to you today. God will forgive you. He will put your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. God will give you a new life. He'll give you a new hope, and he'll heal all of that dead stuff on the inside of you, all of that stinking stuff on the inside of you that's causing you to cuss people out, that's causing you to not feel good about yourself, that's causing you to sleep with people that don't even have that should not even be given the time of day because they don't have the right plans in mind for you. God will set you up on a high place. So receive God's forgiveness. And I'm running out of time right now today, but tune in. Tune in on the rest of this week because I'm here with a new fire and a new flavor. And I'm going to be talking to you about issues in life and how to get beyond those issues. But what I want to tell you right now is that once you're forgiven, you have to also forgive. If you want to be released, you go ahead and forgive the people who have hurt you in the past. But you might say, Pastor Rebecca, you don't understand. Oh, yes, I understand. I have to forgive everyone who hurt me, the person who molested me, my father for walking out on me, my mother for what I felt she did was neglected me, even though she didn't. She did the best that she could. I have to forgive that brother who tried to pull a train on me. I had to forgive all of the men who have hurt me in my past. I had to forgive and forgive and forgive. And as I forgave, I got released. And that's what I want to tell you, that as you forgive, you will be released from the secret pain, that secret stuff that's holding you back, and you'll be able to think more of yourself and to realize that you do deserve more. You deserve better than that, and God has a better plan for you. So as you forgive, you will realize that you are now experiencing a release from everything that has held you back. As you forgive, then the anger and the bitterness and the resentment have to go. They can't stay. And you won't be walking around looking like you've been sucking on lemons anymore. And you'll have a nice persona about you. And you will begin to attract to you the right people. The right people, people who deserve to be in your life for this season, people who have dealt with their issues. Because if we have issues, if you have issues, and you're out there having relationships or having business transactions, if you're out there trying to function in the world and you have all of these issues, and I call them spiritual issues because all of that stuff that I've talked about comes from the enemy, the evil one, to try to strip you of your purpose and to try to block you from moving out into your destiny. So what I want to say to you is when you have that kind of stuff, you will be drawn towards other people who have the same type of issues, people who don't know how to treat you because you don't realize when you have issues that you deserve more, that you're better than that. So I'm here to tell you that you're better than that. Go ahead and forgive the person. You might think that they don't deserve to be forgiven. And the truth of the matter is, they probably don't deserve to be forgiven, but neither did you. Neither did I deserve to be forgiven of all of the ugly, stinking, awful, horrible stuff that I've done in my past. My God, I'm so glad that it's been put into the sea of forgetfulness. But God has a better plan. And his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope for your future. So if you're a woman with secrets, I want to say release it today. You don't have to tell anybody. Tell it to God. Go ahead and forgive the person who hurt you. Go ahead and deal with those deep, dark secrets on the inside of you. If you're a man with tears, even crying in the dark late at night when no one can see, I want you to know that God has caught every one of your tears. Every single one of your tears, he's caught in the palm of his hands. And it's been anointed and ordained for you to listen to me today so that you can walk in the victory that God has for your life. You're better than that. There's a purpose. And as you delight yourself, I'm going to say the third thing I want to tell you is delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Open up a Bible. Don't go get the King James Bible if you have never read a Bible. Go out and buy an NIV Bible, a New International Version, and read that Bible. Get one with study notes. Read the Bible for yourself and allow God to speak to you through his word. And as God does that, he's going to release you into a whole new stratosphere. God's going to release you to a point where you're going to be so victorious in everything that you do. And you delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Delight yourself in his word. And you know what he promises you in Psalm 11? He says, everything that you put your hand to will prosper. How's that for a promise? That is awesome. And he tells us in the book of, I believe it is Isaiah 55, he said that his word will not come back to him without accomplishing everything that he sends it to accomplish. So you're better than that. And you don't have to be a woman with secrets or a man with tears anymore. You can be a child of the Most High God on purpose, filled with great power. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, this has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. Tune in all week long, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check my schedule because I changed the time on Wednesday for this week. Check the schedule and listen in on a daily basis. Know that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. Know that God has a great plan for you. Know that there is no weapon that is formed against you that can prosper. Know that there is a great destiny, a great purpose for your life, that God wants to make your name great. Know that you're better than that. Know that that sick person that's been tucked away on the inside can begin to live again through redemption from Christ, through forgiveness. Empty out your spiritual trunk. Give it to God. He said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Let him take it. Amen. Let the Lord take it. Amen. You can email me if you have any comments or questions. You can go over to my website, sign up for my mailing list. And there's some great books out there that the Lord has allowed me to write, healing books, but they're for your edification. In the meantime, I want you to remember that you're better than that. Get rid of the secrets, and you don't have to cry anymore because joy has come. Amen. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.